So we cannot serve both God and mammon. Of course, that dichotomy between God and the world. We cannot serve the world while at the same time trying to serve God. And I think of all the things we serve in this world, we put them up as other gods. Think about how much time do we serve to God, thinking of God, as opposed to thinking about all these other things. So I think of like the God of chocolate, the God of coffee, the God of Bears and Packers, and it seems like the God of, I don't know, which God is going to be winning by the end of the season. The God of the Bulldogs, the God of video games, and a little bit more on a serious note, the God of politics and ideology, the God of gossip, the God of the TV, the God of music, the God of the fashion world, and what's in. We have all these gods that we bow down to, and we seem to be worshiping them more often than we worship God. At least, I know we definitely think of God less than all these other gods, whatever our trip up may be. And so we have our gods that we bow down to, and the odd thing about it, we're really kind of afraid of worshiping the real God, but we're not afraid to bow down to these other gods. But when it comes down to it, okay, what happens if we don't bow down to the God of fashion? Okay, if you look like an idiot wearing clothes that isn't in, are they willing to forgive you? I mean, look at People magazine, like, who's the worst dressed people in the world? Boom, plaster you up all over the place, right? Or maybe the God of gossip. If you do decide not to gossip sometime, is that God going to be forgiving if you don't join in into the gossip? What about political ideology? If you don't agree with this political ideology, is that political ideology going to forgive you? You know, you're ostracized, you're out, you're one of them. And then when it comes to the God, our true God, where is he at? If we are disobedient to him, what does he do for us? He dies on the cross for us. He is willing to show us mercy in the confessional. He still comes to us here in this Eucharist. He is willing to anoint us when we're on our deathbed. He is willing to be there for us no matter what. And what do? Put a big old S on our forehead. Sucker, we worship these false gods. And they don't care. They're not the ones who died on the cross for us. They're not the ones loving us. So that comes to the very moot point. What God are we going to serve? Are we going to keep on serving these false gods? Are we going to serve Jesus Christ?